first read. Take two.
So what I wanted to ask you was, when a child comes out of this recovery and wellness center, what is the hope for that person?
We hope that we can start them on a path to be able to define their own success and to become an adult and do things that they want to do. And of course, everybody, there isn't a person in the world that doesn't have a single worry. But we want to make sure that when those things happen, and they might have something they might be stumbling on, that there's a resource, and they're prepared to deal with those things. And that's important to when we develop our process to wellness, is to focus on the individual. And even though there's an emphasis on a substance use disorder and mental health, that doesn't become that person. That's not how they're acknowledged or recognized. The most important part is to acknowledge the person and let them know it's okay to be vulnerable for a second, but get past that vulnerable point to be able to function and do good. And as we're working with them inside the facility, we're also preparing for that true wraparound service. So we're dealing with the families, we're dealing with the communities, we're dealing with the service providers within wherever they go back to make sure there's that connection. So they, if they have a problem, if they have a question, if they just need a resource, that those things are identified. When I say, what is our hope? You know, that is truly what we hope for, is to give a person an opportunity to define their own success and what that means.
All right. Brian Bainbridge, thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
Want to do it one more time, Fred?
No, I'm not going to. I probably won't use it. Bainbridge. do you have any questions? Does anybody else have any questions to ask? No? Okay.
That's
Thank
really
you.
Good.
Got it? Cool.